the International Secret Police.
Hello. Zero.
While Speed, Clint, and Smiley are laying over in Bermuda, waiting for their plane to be cleaned up after the mysterious fire at sea, Smiley gets into trouble over a pretty face. He is lured to a back room of a cafe where Lota, the girl who begged him to help her, turns a gun on him. And with Peters, a hard-looking individual who tells Smiley that this will teach the secret police not to investigate the Atlantean syndicate, awaits Speed and Clint. The corridor leading to the room is planted with men of the gang who want to destroy Clint and the others when they walk into the trap that already holds Smiley helpless. Clint makes a mysterious phone call before going to the cafe, however, and on reaching the room, breaks in to rescue Smiley in spite of the Southerner's shouted warning.
Clint, grab that fella. I got to go.
Look out, Clint. He's getting away.
What about those fellas in the corridor?
They're well taken care of. Peter seems anxious to get away.
Let me at him. He took a poke at me just a while ago. Let me at him. Look at my
eyes. Take it easy, Smiley. Fighting's all over for the time being.
Let me.
Oh, you don't.
You fool. Let me.
That's what you think, Clint. Please, help me with this wildcat.
No, sorry. I told you not to listen to her in the first place.
You won't have to hold her long, Smiley. The police are in the corridor.
The police? How come, Clint?
That was that phone call I made just before leaving the airport, Speed. I had a hunch this whole thing was a trap.
Well, it sure is, Clint. And this Peters rascal said something about us messing around with the Atlantean syndicate.
I did not, you balmy.
Are you calling me a liar?
Oh, well, calm down, Smiley. You've gotten us into enough trouble already. Without wanting to fight every minute. Now we'll see just what this Peters knows when we get him and the girl down to the inspector's office. So come along.
No, no, I was not going to tell you.
Now listen, please come along. Now then, will you sit here, Miss... what was her name, Inspector?
Lota's all that we know her by, Mr. Barlow. She's often seen around the cafe, but so far has done nothing criminal until today.
I have done nothing.
Smiley tells us different, Lota.
I was merely following orders. Peter's orders.
Don't you try to put it off on me, me girl. You're in it as deep as any of us.
In what?
Wouldn't you like to know, pretty boy?
Why, you
now,
are...
Smiley, you sit down, too. Inspector, this questioning is liable to take some time. There's no need of you to stay here. Now, supposing you take care of those pseudo-waiters who were waiting to ambush us, and I'll see what we can learn from this couple.
Very well, Mr. Barlow. I'll be in the next office should you need me.
Thank you, Inspector.
If you think you're going to learn anything from me, you'd better take another think, Mr. Barlow, because I ain't talking. And Lota'd better not if she knows what's healthy.
Have you ever been in prison, Peters?
Nah.
Sure he has, Clint. Don't you remember? The inspector showed us his prison record just before he brought him in here.
Yes, I know, Speed. I just wanted to see how much more he can lie. He lies even in the face of definite proof.
My, my. Aren't you the smart one learning all those things about me?
What do you know about the Atlantean syndicate?
Atlantean? What's that?
You know what it is, all right. You talked about it to Smiley. Why do you want to stop us from going to Africa to investigate it?
Since when does the secret police hire children?
What do you know about the octopus?
Octopus? Don't know much about those blighters, but I could tell you a lot about sharks or sardines.
You're not getting anywhere with him, Clint.
Yeah, I know it. We haven't got much time to spend here either. How's that eye of yours, Smiley?
Hurt something fierce, Clint.
Yeah, it's getting purple, too. You better go out and have the police doctor fix it up for you. Take Peters with you. Tell the inspector to put him in a cell by himself. Hold him for further questioning.
I'd love to take Peters with me, but I don't know as he'll need a cell once I fix him for giving me this black eye.
Now, open me, will you?
Now, walk through that door before I throw you through.
Don't you give me any of your back.
Boy, when Smiley gets mad, he really means it, doesn't he?
He certainly does, Peter. But now, let's talk to Miss Lota a while.
So, that is why you sent Peters out of the room. You thought I would tell you what you want to know. Well, I will not.
No, I don't think you could tell us much of any value. Criminals don't tell too much to a woman in their gang. They fear her tongue and her good sense. A woman can't be fooled for long.
What do you mean, fooled?
Whoever employed you to lure us into a possible trap didn't give you the full information concerning our history.
I knew you were members of the International Secret Police.
Oh, yes. But did you know that Smiley is counted as one of its ace operators? Even though he has a liking for a pretty face, he never forgets that it might hide great danger. And you are beautiful enough to turn the head of any man.
One thing they did not tell me, that Clint Barlow was gallant.
Do you know everything about the Atlantean Syndicate?
No, only that... You are trying to trap me into answering your question.
Oh, no. No, Lothar. But you're in a bad spot. Interfering with the duties of the secret police carries a heavy penalty. And attempted ambush and possible murder do not sit well with the British authorities.
I was only following orders.
But it may go a lot easier with you if you help us instead of fight us, Lothar. By telling us whatever you know, you will render us a great service.
I would not dare do that. I'm afraid.
Afraid of what? Of whom?
I do not know.
Do you know that the British authorities will protect you from any harm?
I know that they think they can. But the octopus can wreak his vengeance anywhere.
Octopus?
The octopus is dead. We saw him jump from our plane over the Himalayas.
I do not know whether he is dead or alive. Only that he is awful. That his power lives on to destroy anyone who goes against his will.
Oh, nonsense. This is the 20th century, Lothar. You are a prisoner of the International Secret Police. Under the protection of England. Until such a time as it is deemed advisable to free you. The power of the octopus or his gang cannot harm you now.
I have told you all that I know, Mr. Barlow. Simply that the octopus or someone acting for him ordered that you and the others be stopped here at Bermuda. Peter saved me for my part in the bargain. I believe he knows a good deal more than I do.
And he won't talk.
He may not know much more than Lotus told us, Speed. It has always been the way of the octopus not to let his left hand know what his right is doing. Whoever has taken his place is evidently following the same procedure.
Clint, you don't think he might still be alive?
Oh, I don't see how it's possible. Well, of course, there's always that chance. We didn't actually see him die.
Please, please protect me from him. From the octopus gang.
We shall, Lucy. You need fear nothing more from him. It is unfortunate that you became mixed up with that gang in the first place.
I needed money. I did not know how wicked they were. Nor how kind you were.
Well, let this teach you a lesson. And now I'm going to talk to Peters again and see if we can learn anything more. And then we'll be ready to take off, see? Say, we're late as it is. We'll be way overdue at the Azores.
That's our longest hop, isn't it? 2,200 miles?
The weather report is okay, and we should have a good flight, barring more mysterious accidents.
I'll say, this flight has been full of trouble already. We're not even in Africa yet.
According to the degree with which they've tried to stop us from reaching it, we'll have plenty of trouble on our hands when we get there. But then, let's get started, or we'll never get near.
How's your eye feeling now, Smiley?
Terrible, Speed, but my pride feels even worse. I can spend years in Africa hunting all sorts of wild animals and I don't get hurt. But I come to little old Bermuda and a crook gives me a black eye.
Well, you would listen to Lotus.
Now, don't you lecture me. Clint spent the first hour of the flight talking to me. I think I'm cured.
As long as that eye hurts anyway, huh?
Well, I'm not getting much sympathy from you, but I guess I don't deserve any better.
Oh, if they hadn't gotten us that way, they would have tried some other way, Smiley. It's the octopus gang, all right, and they stop at nothing.
We sure are flying into a heap of fun if you want to look at it that way. I hope my eye is all right by the time we get to Africa, because I want to see all that I can see.
It will be. Don't worry.
Well, I'm worried. Too much has happened since we left New York, and none of it's been any good.
Wonder what Chief Riley thinks about those cables Clint was sending to him. First it's a fire in the plane, then an ambush in the cafe.
Yeah. The next thing we know, he'll be sending us reinforcements.
Yeah. Gosh, this pulp is kind of monotonous. Nothing to see but a lot of Atlantic Ocean beneath it.
Quiet. I want it to be monotonous. I've had enough excitement for a few hours at least.
I'm looking forward to seeing the Azores. In school, they were just a dot on the map. What are they like, Smiley?
Well, they're more than a dot on the map, I can tell you that much. As for what they're like, they're just a little island. But Africa's the place for it. Once you see it, why, it'll get into your blood. You'll have to go back every now and then. You know, Africa will never let you go.
Gosh, I'm glad we're going there. Always wanted to. And I sure hope we can clean out the octopus gang there. And then Atlantean Syndicate, if they're really behind it.
Yeah. You know, just thinking of Africa makes me thirsty. You want a drink of water, Steve?
No, thanks. Seeing all that water below us keeps me from being thirsty. The moon's pretty on the water, isn't it?
Yep. Moon's always pretty anywhere. But seeing it from a plane beats seeing it from anywhere else. Makes you feel like you're hanging in the sky like the moon and the stars. What?
What's wrong, Smiley?
But no water's coming out of this tank.
No water? But that tank's full, Smiley. I saw him being refilled in Bermuda.
I know. I checked him an hour before we took off. Let's try that other tank.
Empty. Smiley, we haven't got a drop of water in the plane, and it's our longest hop.
Well, we got to tell Clint.
But how could it have happened?
This is how it happened, Speed. The same one who set fire to our plane between New York and Bermuda emptied our water tanks before we took off from Bermuda. And if we have to make a forced landing, or delayed in any way, well, we won't have a chance. We'll die of thirst.